News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Well, senior Sinn Féin figures are drawing criticism for participating in the funeral ceremony in Belfast yesterday for veteran Republican Bobby Storey, who died last week at the age of 64. And the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, the deputy leader, Michelle O'Neill, and the party TD, Piers Doherty, were among the thousands of people who attended the commemorations despite the COVID-19 restrictions. Well, we're joined on the line by Dunleary TD for Fine Gael, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. Jennifer, what was your reaction when you saw the footage yesterday?
You know, we just have this sense over the last 4 or 5 days that Sinn Féin are taking a very different approach to the choices they're making about the regulations and about the rules. You know, you saw yesterday the senior Sinn Féin leadership going to Belfast to participate in a funeral that was always, you know, had the potential to be a very large funeral, and participated in it in a prolonged way with multiple stages in a very close way with other people. And, you know, that follows up then Saturday at the Convention Centre, where Michelle O'Neill travelled down for the Taoiseach's nomination in the Convention Centre, which seems to be completely unnecessary when you think about Micheál Martin not even bringing his own family, his own wife and children, to come and celebrate with him on the day that he becomes Taoiseach. And, you know, we are moving into a stage of the COVID where everyone's trying their best to try and abide by the regulations to prevent a second wave. We've all tried our best over the last period. You know, you saw the funeral of Edward Poots, his father, a Northern politician, in April, where there were very, very few people there. So you can take different approaches. And, you know, we've all made inadvertent errors. I myself, you know, I'm sure Matt Carty will say it, sat on a bench that was subsequently realised was 180 centimetres instead of 200 centimetres. And, you know, that was wrong, and we moved on very quickly. But to knowingly and to willingly participate in an event that was always going to have the potential to be very large, and to not remove yourself from that, it just smacks of making deliberate and very different choices about how the rules are applied.
All right, well, let me just bring in the Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, Matt Carty, who was one of those who attended yesterday's commemorations for Mr. Storey. Matt, Jennifer McNeill there smacks of making deliberate and very different choices in how rules are applied. Is it a different rule for Sinn Féin?
No, and I have to say, I've been in politics quite some time, and like everybody else, I've often tried to make political capital out of some sometimes benign issues, but to use a funeral for political point scoring, I have to say, is a new low.
No, I don't think that's very fair, Matt, because it's like the footage is very clear. I saw it myself last night on two different times and on social media. I mean, it was blatantly clear for anybody to see. There was a huge turnout. There was thousands of people at that funeral, and that's no disrespect to any of the Storey family, but like there's been people here of the 1,700 people in the Republic of Ireland who've died from COVID-19 in the past 15 weeks, for the over 500 families who've been affected in Northern Ireland, who stuck to the rules, who stuck to the 10 people, who stuck to the 30 people at the funerals, and they didn't have thousands at theirs. So why was it different for you, for Mary Lou MacDonald, for Piers Doherty to go to that funeral?
Well, first of all, you know, some of those people who died were friends of mine. Some funerals that took place under the restricted conditions that you outlined were people whose funerals I would have liked to attend, and I couldn't do so because of the restrictions. The organisers of the funeral arrangements yesterday did everything that they could to try and ensure that all the regulations and guidelines were adhered to.
Well actually, just on that, Matt, I heard Tommy Gorman on RTÉ News last night saying that actually the stewards tried their very best to adhere and stick and enforce the strict social distancing guidelines, and that it broke down.
And if you allowed me to finish, there was a requiem mass of which 30 people were in attendance, and that was where Mary Lou MacDonald, Michelle O'Neill, and Piers Doherty were part of that small group. The organisers had arranged that it was only those 30 people that would follow the hearse. They had made arrangement that if people wanted to attend at some point along the line, that they would be in place. But as you say, and as Tommy Gorman rightly say, the numbers of people that showed up went way beyond expectations. The event was broadcast online in order to try and minimise the people that were there. But the truth of the matter is that Bobby Storey was a hugely respected person by an awful lot of people, and a number of them, and a large number of them, wanted to pay
Yeah, and I appreciate that you couldn't control the numbers that were going to turn up, but I suppose for a lot of people, Matt, they would see the likes of yourself, Piers Doherty and Mary Lou McDonald as political leaders, and that for you guys to really attend that funeral, it was a, you know, pretty disrespectful. I'm just quoting some of our messages this morning for the hundreds of people who've buried husbands, wives, children, grandparents over the past 15, 16 weeks and that stuck to the rules.
Yeah, and as I say, most of the people who were on that procession yesterday and who were lining the streets of Belfast also experienced, and there's an attempt by people like Jennifer to dehumanise Republicans and Sinn Féin members as if we haven't been through the exact same stresses and anxieties as every other members of the community over the past number of months. The restrictions have been eased. So the reason I decided to attend, I made a personal decision to travel to be at the graveyard again, unknowing of the huge numbers of people that would make the exact same decision as me. The reason I did was because Bobby Storey was a friend of mine. He was somebody who I liked, somebody who had been a confidant of mine for many, many years. The stewards were in place. I was there from approximately an hour.
I want to bring Matt, I want to bring Jennifer back in. Are you dehumanising Sinn Féin and members?
Certainly not. You know, I mean, look, I want to make two points here, if I may. The question about funerals is very difficult for everyone. And I've attended funerals at a very considerable distance and indeed had funerals in my own family in this period. And so, you know, we have all experienced grief and difficulty, and I don't minimise that for anybody. But I'm sorry that, you know, I don't buy this line about Sinn Féin not being able to either organise their supporters or organise themselves and conduct an event, which they have so, you know, they have been so famously organised in so many different ways. But that seems to be breaking down. You know, if we take what Matt is saying is correct, then they couldn't organise a funeral with their own supporters and organise that their supporters would behave in a particular way in compliance with the regulations.
Okay.
We saw as recently then they couldn't organise the nomination of a councillor, you know, in the Cathaoirleach in South Dublin County Council. They weren't aware that one of their councillors was going to be nominated as Cathaoirleach.
If I may make a point, the very evidence that Jennifer is throwing in a whole range of other issues just proves that in a despicable manner, Fine Gael are using the funeral of a very well-liked and much-loved man for political ends. I think that's really disappointing, I have to say, and I think people will see through it.
Okay.
I think people recognise in Ireland that funerals have a particular...
Can I just ask you, Jennifer?
Many of us have endured the heartbreak of being unable to...
Okay, I just want to... Matt, if you don't mind for just a moment, Jennifer, I just want to ask you, do you think should the Sinn Féin leader, should Mary Lou McDonald, should she issue a statement, make a statement today on this issue, do you think?
I think it's a matter for Mary Lou McDonald. I note that there's media reports of a PSNI investigation into it. Look, I don't wish to be disrespectful to the family or anything else. That's for the conversations about Bobby Storey and his role in Ireland and his role in republicanism is for a different day. I'm very deliberately not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the Sinn Féin political leadership and the choices that they're making and the way in which Matt is saying that they can't be organised. I just don't believe that based on the tradition within Sinn Féin of being so very organised.
All right.
I think they're distinct points.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dunleary TD for Fine Gael, Jennifer Carroll McNeil, also Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan McCarthy. My thanks to you for your time this morning.